my testimony is that these last few weeks, I go every night if I can, try to, is evening prayer at the cathedral. As we do study evening prayer, we have different Bible passages, and we've been through Colossians, Jeremiah. I chose Colossians chapter from verse 1 here to verse 8. I'll read it to you. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. We are writing to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always pray for you, and we give you thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you have heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Dear Lord, I just give you thanks for that, Lord, and we do pray that our good news does go all over the world. There's a world out there that doesn't know you, your love, Lord. And especially this new year, 2017, Lord, we pray that your peace will go all over the world, especially where there's fighting going on, Lord. We do pray for the peace, and we pray for Aleppo at this time as well, Lord. That's still on our prayers. They still need your love and grace and peace, Lord. And we pray that you'll give them guidance and love and wisdom, Lord, and peace elsewhere, Lord. Peace to poor children that got no clothes and nowhere to live, and those children that in Kenya that Jonathan just mentioned about, Lord. We just pray for them. You bless them and pour your hope upon them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.